Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This is the Men's Room.
Get it, man, and get with the countdown. Shake this square world and blast off for Kicksville. The Drippers, the Grasshoppers, the Hip Ones, all gathered in secrecy and flying high as a kite.
You're listening to the Men's Room with Miles and Thrill.
At least seven homes were damaged. Seven people were sent to the hospital in London, Ontario, after a vehicle drove into a house in the city's East End on Wednesday night. Here's how it goes down. Police were called to a house near Queens Avenue at about 10:40 in the evening to a report that a vehicle driving the wrong way on Queens Avenue had struck a house.
All right.
About 15 minutes later, after the driver of the car was arrested, that house then exploded.
Ooh.
Danielle Lease has been charged with impaired driving, causing bodily harm, and driving above the legal limit. Acting Deputy Fire Chief Jack Burt said crews were dealing with multiple structure fires overnight. 100 homes were evacuated. She had a gas line.
Oh.
He said the home that exploded was reduced to rubble. At least seven others have significant damage on that one block. We also have significant debris field from an explosion that actually goes over more than a block area from this point where she hit the house.
Man, oh man.
What exploded or blew up? 844-999-OLA. You hit one house, you destroy seven.
So she was arrested before all of that happened.
She was arrested before the initial explosion of the house.
Think about this, right? You get arrested. The cops show up. I'm getting drunk, whatever it is, right? They take you down to jail. They're doing processing. Then a phone call comes in. And whoever's doing your processing now looks angrier at you than they did just 2 minutes ago. And what do you think about it? Someone says, look, you know why you're here. I admit it. I was driving drunk. I went the wrong way. Yeah, you hit a gas line. Oh, my God. Is everyone okay? It blew up a house. What? And then seven more burned to the ground. And there's a debris field that covers more than
the block is gone.
Because you decided to get Uber.
Mm-hmm.
Just saying. Let's say hello to Brian. Hello, Brian. Welcome to the Men's Room.
Hola.
Hola.
Okay, so I'm going to start this off with, has any of you seen the movie RV?
Who was that? John Candy?
Robin Williams.
Robin Williams. No, I have not.
Okay. You need to watch it after hearing this story. So, I used to be a nuclear power plant operator. So, I didn't blow up a nuclear power plant. I'm pretty proficient in opening valves and pumps and moving fluids, right? So, I took a trip last summer in an RV that somebody loaned me, and they gave me the whole little get low down on how you pump out the septic tank or the holding tank. So I go through the process, you know, take out the hose, put it in the hole there, and open the valve, start the pump. Sounds good, right? Well, I missed the step. So the guy in the RV next to me was like, yeah, that pump, that hose looks like it's starting to expand a little bit. I said, no, I have everything done right. I stopped the pump. I'm like, yeah, it's fine.
I work at a nuclear power facility, right,
exactly.
Bro.
Yeah. Possibly go on. It's Three Mile Island.
I don't need to write it down. I got it, right? So by that time, I turned on the pump the second time, and then I heard an explosion, and there was a shower of brown liquid all over me.
Oh, God.
And that was yours or someone else's who had rented it before?
No, it was a friend of ours' RV, and yeah. So it was... So anyway, yeah, I was gagging. Luckily, there was a shower there, but I was gagging for a good 45 minutes trying to get that stuff off of me.
How much collateral damage was there? Did anyone else get sprayed with the poop?
No, just me. Yeah, I was the dumb one.
Okay. Do you think people should feel safer now that that nuclear power plants are in your hands? Or
I
should
don't.
Be more worried about that?
Oh, no. You know, if you... See what I did before I operated a nuclear power plant. Started a fire at a grocery store, burning the boxes because I decided to go in the freezer, go get my ice cold Coke, and breaking the pasta machine because I decided to clean it. So it's easier if I go ahead and just turn it on and put the brush on, and the brush goes through that. Yeah, yeah.
Good time. How do you get a job at a nuclear power facility if part of that is in your past?
Well, if your resume says Kroger, how do you then work at a nuclear power plant?
Well, no, because
you join the Navy.
All right,
and
okay.
They put you through school.
Erase your sins in the Navy.
Now, were you working at an actual nuclear facility as far as power plants, or was it weaponry, or what was it?
I was on two different nuclear powered ships, and then I worked at a commercial nuclear power plant afterwards. So.
And how was the commercial plant cooled? Through water?
Yeah, through water. Okay. Yeah. So well,
that's when you said pumps. That's part of the
issue. I worked in a former Ukraine.
Yeah, that's part of the issue.
Hey,
if the pumps don't work, you can't cool down the rods. So that was part of what happened at Three Mile Island and a couple other places. So when you said you're very efficient at pumps, you have to be, I would guess, if it's water cooled. So
it's all about keeping it cool.
And the fact that you can't just even use a pump on an RV scares the living bejesus out of me.
But part of the qualification nuclear power plant wasn't sanitation worker. So it was.
But you said valves and hoses. Pumps. You said you are proficient.
But he learned this at the facility. This was just his buddy that said, hey, do this, this, and this. You're good.
Do you think you're...
The step I missed was a very important step, so I put the hose into the hole there. But there was a cap on the end of that I forgot to remove.
Do you still enjoy the RV lifestyle?
Yeah, we had a great time the rest of it. I had it figured out after that.
Okay.
So
wait, this was the beginning of your trip.
Operation.
This was the beginning?
That was the very first time I pumped it up, yes.
And what did the guy beside you say who told you something was wrong the first time?
Told you.
Well, as I continued to not ignore his warnings, he kind of backed up, and then the rest of his family backed up and just left me by myself and watched it.
We got an RV. What are you? You're probably like... There's probably some name for
you. Want to watch the I can't say the word, but the S show, right? So it was definitely an S show.
I like that he tried to warn you,
then got his family out of it.
Then he's like, you know, he ain't going to listen.
Exactly.
Come step on back.
Everybody leave the area.
Right. I tried to tell him.
We're going to need to move our RV, too, and camp somewhere else.
I will say, as somebody who's rented RVs, that is a scary moment. Like, they tell you how to do it, but now you got to link up that thing and like... All right, if something goes wrong,
have you done it?
So what is your job?
I haven't done it personally, but my buddy did it on the last RV we rented.
Okay.
And were you all there kind of just eyeballing it, making sure it was all correct, or did you just leave him to do it?
You know what? We all sat there and eyeballed it to make sure it was correct. But he's a fireman, so he's used to hooking up.
So was this guy.
He was a nuclear reactor.
He worked at a nuclear. Apparently, that means nothing. It doesn't mean a damn thing.
All right, solid point.
What exploded or blew up? 844-999-OLA. I'm comforted.
I was still scared, though. When he locked that thing in, I was like,
I'm going to back up.
I hope you did it right.
Yeah, so does everyone else.
Hello, Ezra. Welcome to the men's room.
Hola.
Hola.
All right, so my story starts, my dad was a logger at the time, and he had his own business, and the course had to pack fuel into the woods to fuel this thing up, to be able to process wood and things. And the old school style of fueling system, or even most gas pumps nowadays, you've got the automatic hold system and it shuts off on its own. These were ones where he figured out that, you know, he's a smoker at the time, figured out he could put his lighter underneath that thing and let that thing fill while it greased his machine. Because, you know, we're talking 130 gallons of fuel, it takes a while. And he got down to the site, you know, when you had a good one, reach up there, swap the lighter out, and you're good to go. Full tank. Well, one time he was. Piece of the machine got a little sidetracked, heard that thing start to gurgle over, reached up, went to swap that lighter out that was holding the...
What happened again? Your phone kind of cut out. What did you say?
Oh, he went to reach up there and swap the lighter out that was holding his fuel pump on, was filling up his machinery, and it sparked and ignited all the fumes from that diesel falling through his tank and blew him off that piece of machinery, roasted all his eyebrows off, facial hair, everything.
Was he okay?
Yeah, he survived that one.
Okay.
He survived.
The funniest part was when he pulled home, he had his head sticking out the window after going to the hospital, of course, getting himself all checked out. But he comes rolling in the driveway with his head hanging out the window, trying to cool his face down.
Jesus. That story was better than I thought, Ezra.
Thank you. Thank you very much.
It should be, can you tell the story better than Ezra? But you
still got a lid.
I don't think I've ever met half
of that joke.
Never met an Ezra in my life.
None.
Ezra.
I might catch hell for that in a meeting, and I don't care.
Is that a biblical name? That's an ugly name.
It feels biblical. I know it's a one-hit-wonder band. I don't care.
Ezra, right?
Yeah.
It's got to be biblical, right?
I feel like somewhere along the way I should have met an Ezra.
But no, I've never.
No one named it. And listen, Ezra, you're a fine guy. I'm just saying your name's terrible.
No, I just don't know anybody. Like
it's got to be biblical if you're going to choose a name that's horrible for your kid, man. I mean, I just can't get past it now. Like, Ezra.
Like, you don't need a ton of, like, Solomons.
But I get it, right? I can figure out where your family's coming from.
What exploded or blew up? 844-999-OLA.
Hello, Jade. Welcome to the men's room.
Jade, are you there?
Goodbye, Jade. Hello, Cliff. Welcome to the men's room.
Oh, we lost everybody there.
Uh-oh.
That's
Now you don't know if it's technical.
Oh, yeah.
You can hear him?
Why are you whispering then? Just talk into the microphone so everyone can hear you.
So you can hear him.
Because we can't hear you with your whispering.
I should be able to answer for you.
Oh, let's do it.
Where am I going?
Well, hold on. Let me put him back on hold. Try line 5 and see if that works. She has a countdown with little glitches we
figured. Okay.
Hello, Cliff. Welcome to the men's room.
No. What happened?
We were trying, and listen.
It was a better than Ezra joke, wasn't it?
That's probably what it was.
Good job, Miles.
Thanks.
That's why we're not supposed to do that.
They shouldn't take any more calls.
They probably just got 10 cents in the mail for you mentioning their name.
What's their one?
Who mentioned us?
What's their one song?
I don't know. Do you?
No.
I remember the band.
I
remember playing
it.
It's good.
What is it called?
Yeah.
It's good.
The name of the song is good. Also, the song is good, but it's good.
It's good.
It didn't have any recollection.
Mike, can you find better than Ezra? It's good, real quick.
I was like desperately wanting you to come up with another reference to better than
Ezra. You can't. Even the guys who are better than Ezra would probably be like, dude, I can't name a second song we did.
I don't even know if we were in a band.
If they did a greatest hits album, it'd be the same single they released.
I can't believe I'm going to be sitting on my couch later being like, who is Ezra?
I don't think we can pick up in there either.
Yeah, something. And look, man, we've been on all kinds of weird technical difficulties. A bunch of the stations for various reasons. Today, killing it. Phones working. Feel good about a lot of things.
Computer in here now?
And then you crack an Ezra
joke.
We find
out the entire studio is infected.
Yeah.
So maybe that has something to do with it.
It's like our entire computer system had sex with the same dirty computer.
You know what? I don't care. I got it on better than Ezra joke.
You should lose money in your paycheck for that.
I think our whole system is infected. You should play quarterback for the Jets.
The mono joke.
We got mono jokes.
That's good.
What exploded or blew up? 844-999-OLA. You are listening to the Men's Room Radio Network.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Welcome back to the Men's Room with Miles and Thrill.
Our question, what exploded or blew up? And here come those emails from the Men's Room at mensroomlive.com.
You've got mail. You've got mail.
Let's just jump right into the birthdays. Guys, this last weekend, Billy and Connor, father and son, both had a birthday. Connor is now 3. Billy tells me he listens every day. I was unable to attend, and I failed to make a request last week. So could they have turtle sex and the crew talking all over themselves about troubles both fathers and sons can get into together?
Wait, this is for last week?
Yeah, it's from Handy Darryl.
Oh, sorry.
No, we don't do that.
Kill the turtles.
He's just going to fire away there. Yeah, no, we don't do that.
Turtles will not have sex.
Right,
yeah,
exactly.
You sad the little horny turtles.
You even forgot about your own son.
That's terrible.
I mean, they share.
It was his birthday and his son?
Like, man, they can't make it easier for you. Nope. They're eliminating the number of dates you need to You are a terrible, terrible human.
Do it next year. Here's one we can do.
It's also crazy. Like, just love yourself first. Know your birthday. Then take care of your son.
Wanted to wish my son Adam a happy 5th birthday. Can Mickey and Goofy let him know he's got to study and pay attention in school? Then after he studies hard, he can go out and play and have fun. Thanks, guys. That from his papa.
Well, God, Papa sure is right. You got to study hard before you go out and play. But keep in mind, if you study hard and still fail the test, you might not be that bright.
I'm a little worried about your dad. Study hard, play hard, but also don't forget, no matter how much you study, this year you're going to Disney World.
I'll try.
How do you have to study when you're 5? You're in kindergarten.
That's a good point.
What is he studying?
Yeah, I mean, like,
I'm thinking about my kids.
Not even a subject in kindergarten.
Shapes, I mean, they already know that.
Coloring.
Don't forget to take a nap.
Yeah, nap time?
I don't know. My daughter's having a breakdown this year. She started third grade, all right? So her homework has gone up. And here's the thing. She actually has legitimate homework to do.
All right.
And she's not handling that well. Furthermore, in class, now this is amazing. Now they actually do stuff. Like, first and second grade is more to, here's some basics, don't act like an ass. Third grade, you're done with the ass thing. Now we're doing work, and she hates it.
Guys, it's my coworker Alan's birthday. He is a former Marine, probably still wishes he went Navy. Can he be, and can be a little serious at times. Perhaps he could get a, your penis is too small, and the dirty Germans would like to break out a long pink feather and loosen them up a bit. That from Squirrel.
Yeah, all you need to do is bend over and grab your ankles and let the long pink feather do all of the dirty work.
Yeah, so notice with friends like Squirrel, I feel like you've petted a lot of feathers in your day.
Yeah, every time I think of a squirrel, I picture nuts in its mouth.
Yeah, yeah. It's not my bother what you and the squirrel do.
All the fellas in Wobbin, we would love to wish our dear friend Brandon a happy birthday with some turtle wax and the Jersey-sounding short fella, Shut Your Mouth Guy in the Paws. Thanks from Mark and Travis.
Shut your mouth!
They don't get any turtle wax? Oh, they wanted that to pause. They're really messing up with our computer system.
Shut God or my father. Or my boss.
That's what I always say right before
shut
that moment.
Your mouth.
Guys, big fan of the show. I want to give a shout out to my wife, Sheila, who is 26. Give her a fish sandwich. Leroy Jenkins and your penis is too small. Thanks for the good work, guys.
Fish sandwich.
Let's do this. Leroy Jenkins.
It's my boyfriend's birthday. Listen to you guys every day. I know he'd be stoked to hear his name. Can I get a big bong rip for Dylan Gormley on his 27th birthday? Love you, babe, from Christine.
That's sexy last name.
Dylan Gormley.
Hello, Mr. Gormley. I'll touch you warmly, Mr. Gormley. Mr. Gormley.
Since my wife won't write in, here I am. Had a great time at Red Festival. It was awesome to meet Ted. Can I get some dirty Germans talking about delivering packages? And Robin speaking German about what my wife is going to do for me tonight. That from Nick.
Yeah, I deliver so many packages to so many people. They call me Amazon.
Yeah, you know, it's always on time and it's never late.
Yeah, I'll crush your black basketball.
Yeah, der würde gerne deine Kiste anfassen.
Yeah, she will kiss your unfasten.
Yeah, this package delivers every time. If you're a sports fan, some people call me Karl Malone.
Guys, I'm in Orlando with my significant other celebrating my birthday by doing Epcot's Food and Wine and Universal's Halloween Horror Nights. So, could I get Mickey and Goofy to tell me what I should be doing instead? Thanks, guys. That from Julia.
Well, gosh, you can take time away from Disney World and visit Universal. I'd say you urinate on the furniture and light a fire.
I think you're doing the exact thing. Stay in the park. Spend as much money as you can there. The mouse appreciates it. Also, go to France and get a Grey Goose slushie.
A Grey Goose slushie?
All are delicious. They are. It's one of my favorite countries.
Is that native of France, a Grey Goose slushie?
Well, Grey Gooses.
Yeah.
So you can get slushies and either Grey Goose or Grand Marnier.
Oh.
Mm-hmm. I'm trying to think of the other ones.
England's at the end. So is Canada. They have a steakhouse underneath.
You can get a fish lessee in England.
Mm-hmm. Guys, want to give a birthday shout out to my husband, Patrick. He is on his 33rd. How about the dirty Germans talking about drinking scotch? Guys, congrats on Red Festival and all the money raised for the Fisher House. That from Katie.
Yeah, I don't so much drink scotch as much as I lick scots.
Yeah, so, you know, the funny thing is, I don't really like scotch, but just this last week, I had some really expensive stuff. Turns out I like scotch.
How expensive was it?
It was the blue label of the Johnny
Fox. Oh, yeah, that is good stuff.
Yeah.
Very good. All of me amigos say I'm 36 years old. Can I get the turtle wax with a bagel guy? Shut your mouth in the paws. Thanks, guys, for all you do. That from Swano.
Swano.
That's shut Swano. Your mouth. Shut your mouth.
He irritates me every time I hear his voice.
It's my boyfriend's 40th birthday. How about Coach Ted give him a pep talk about turning 40 years old? Thanks, guys. That from Katie.
Wow, is this Katie or her boyfriend that's turning 40?
Boyfriend is turning 40 years old, but she doesn't mention his name.
All right. Well, listen up, mysterious boyfriend. Hopefully you're the only one. That's the way Coach likes it. You're turning 40, so it's time to let Katie know that you're not old. You go home. You lay down the law. You know what I'm saying. It's third and short. You're going right up the middle.
Yes.
You can see the hand gesture. It's even more disturbing.
Yeah. That's called the old birthday sneak.
Guys, I want to wish my boyfriend Bean a very happy 44th birthday. We listen all the time. Could you please give him some dirty Germans talking about race cars? That from Jelly Bean.
Yeah, I like this. Two beans joining us. That means it'll be four beans tonight.
Yes, you know, it's funny. Even though I'm German, I like your American style of these race cars. Turn left and go fast. It's also what I do in the bedroom. If you're still to the right of me, you'll get no pleasure.
Fellas and women, can we get a 47th birthday shout-out for our bro Chief? Can you give him a huge bong toke? And maybe the dirty Germans talking about German shepherds, as he has two of those. Thanks, guys.
Yeah, you talk about these German shepherds like they are dogs. When I picture a German shepherd, there's a man who likes to have sex with sheep.
Yeah, so you know, we just call them the greatest dogs in the world.
Yeah.
Shepherds.
Yeah.
All right, guys, here you go.
Happy, happy, happy birthday. Happy, happy, happy birthday. Happy, happy, happy birthday to you, to you, to you.
Yaws of Dirty Germans, brought to you by Men's Room Original Sausage. Available through Uli's World Famous Sausage, mensroomlive.com, and other fine retailers. Mmm, Schweinefleisch.
I'm going to read you one more here, things you spilled. Ola, guys, once upon a time when I was in the fifth grade, my teacher was trying to teach us about centrifugal force. Mm-hmm. He had a bucket full of water and showed us if you swing it hard enough, the force would keep the water in the bucket. Well, my young mind was blown, and all I could think of is getting home and trying this out myself. So I go running home and tell my mom I was going to show her what I learned today. Of course, I couldn't find a bucket, so I raided the refrigerator and found a pitcher of grape Kool-Aid. She's getting a nervous look in her eyes when I lug this thing out of the fridge, but I assure her everything is perfectly fine. So I take this thing, tell her to watch this, and proceed to swing it up and over my head. Well, as you can guess, it did not quite work the way the teacher showed us, and almost immediately, out comes all the Kool-Aid, drenching my mother and leaving a straight line of purple Kool-Aid about 8 feet along the ceiling. Color my mom unimpressed in purple. P.S. The ceiling was just repaired about a week prior to this incident due to a fire we had, making this that much worse. P.P.S. No, I had nothing to do with the fire. Rock on, bitches. That from Dwayne.
Yes, friends, it's time once again for Sit and Spin. Let's gather around the old radio and listen to some swellerific new music.
Oh, Doug and George in the house.
Tis the season.
How are you, sir? Ryan Kansas joining us.
I'm good. No, it's not the season, and that's the point of Sit and Spin today. These are unnecessary holiday songs, so I thought, you know what, maybe the pre-holiday season, because it's unnecessary to have holiday music, would be a good time to do unnecessary holiday songs.
Well, no.
Mm-hmm. Now, wait.
Holiday music is very important, because no matter what city you go to in America, the dumbest, worst, least qualified radio station will play it for 8 solid weeks.
That's a fact.
We also have gotten to that point, and in the music industry, in the music world, and most people don't really pay too much attention to this, but things start to slow down toward the Christmas holidays.
Right.
So the bands don't put out the albums like they would in the summertime or go touring and all those things. But sure, you do have a lot of holiday albums that kind of sneak their way in before the end of the year.
And there's a rite of passage, right? I think if you're a pop music person, mm-hmm, eventually in your career, you're going to do the holiday album. You have to do that. I did not include people like that on this list. These are people that probably, like, why are you doing a Christmas album? I can't explain it any better than number 10, If You Would Please, Miles.
Oh, okay. These are 10 unnecessary Christmas albums on City Spin.
Number 10.
My man.
Turn this up.
So, for those of you listening at home and at work and in your cars, that's Rob Halford. Yeah, that just came out. You know, the song is called
Just About Donner and Blitzen?
Donner and Blitzen is a song, yeah.
About time they got some love.
Well, I love it. Metal god Rob Halford is doing Christmas music. And what's better is there's a video that's it's so really silly. Low rent, that looks like a bunch of dads in a band in a garage.
Because that's what they are.
The inspiration for today's Sit and Spin.
I would say this. If you're a struggling musician, Don't ignore the holiday if you just want to make easy money. Because all you have to do is play the music that everyone has already recorded before.
Right.
Just put out now, some idiot will buy it. At least Rob Halford, as crappy as the song is,
it's so stupid.
But at least he tried to bring something new. You're not just doing the same freaking songs over and over.
You're getting the vibe, though, right? Mm-hmm. Like, there's no reason Rob Halford needed to do a Christmas
album. What about
album.
The other reindeer? Like, why are they so special to Rob?
Rudolph's got a song.
Rudolph gets out of time.
Dude, there's like eight reindeer, then Rudolph's nine.
What about Dasher and Dancer
right, that's
and
what
Prancer?
I'm saying.
They've got a song for them, too.
Show me closer, Dasher and Dancer.
These are 10 unnecessary Christmas albums on Since Then.
Number 9. Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer.
See, it's already been done. Shut up.
Very shiny nose.
Shut up.
And if you ever saw it.
Also in the file under No One Was Asking For This, this is from the Lynyrd Skynyrd Christmas album.
You can't make
Christmas.
This song
it's Christmas time again.
Well, it always is. Is this an older thing from Lynyrd Skynyrd, or is this like a newer thing?
No, I was going to look that up, and then I ran out of time.
Yeah, I don't know either.
I'm going to guess newer. That. I just can't picture the original lineup of Lynyrd Skynyrd saying, you know what we need to do is sell the hell out and re-record a children's song.
I'm going to base this, and this is not meant to be rude. I'm going to base on the sound that this is post.
I think you're right.
Yeah. Post-crash Lynyrd Skynyrd.
Right. Post-crash.
Reinvention Lynyrd Skynyrd. Right.
10 unnecessary Christmas albums on Sit and Spin.
8, number 8.
I really can't
but
stay.
But baby, it's cold outside.
I've got to go
but
away.
But baby, it's cold outside.
Isn't this Tony Bennett, Lady Gaga?
Oh, that's 2000. Skynyrd was 2000. Yeah, that
yeah,
was
okay.
Good.
Okay.
So this is Seth MacFarlane, the guy who brought American Dad and Family Guy. We all know he likes to swing. He likes to standards. He likes the crooners. So why not do a Christmas album?
Because you could write your own damn song and still swing and croon. That's why the song's already been recorded 1,000 times.
Right.
Good God, man.
18th.
This is like Chubby Checker with what is it? Outside. Redone. So like, come on, baby.
Let's twist again, put out
12
Thursday.
Singles. Right. That's all
let's
the crap
twist in the grocery store.
You're gonna
these
love the
are
next one.
These are 10 unnecessary Christmas albums on Sit and Spin.
Number 7.
It was the night before Christmas when all through the house not a creature was stirring.
Not even a pubic louse.
The stockings were hung with a chimney of care. In hopes
anybody know who this is?
That's crabs in her hair.
The children were nestled all snug.
Does it sound like
Corey Taylor?
Knight Rider by chance?
Oh, this is
That's the Hoff, man.
That's the Hoff.
That's the Hoff doing the night
doesn't
before
the
Christmas.
Hoff have an album that we should be looking forward to coming out here very shortly?
No, but he has an album coming out.
Yes, he does.
Correct.
It's a covers album with a bunch of different musicians.
We should be looking forward to that very shortly.
That will definitely be a Sit and Spin.
You'll hear Hoff again.
Definitely.
These are 10 unnecessary Christmas albums on Sit and Spin.
Number 6.
This.
I thought it was SNL at first.
So this was Crazy Frog, which was a ringtone sensation, right? Do you guys remember this? There were songs that some were hits, and then there was a Christmas EP, including this cover of Last Christmas,
I gotta like it.
Which is also my least favorite Christmas song of all time.
Last Christmas?
I hate nearly all Christmas songs. This one's at the bottom of that list.
10 unnecessary Christmas albums on Sit and Spin.
Number 5.
Hi, this is William Hung. I wanted to thank you for picking up my new CD.
I did.
Hung for the Holidays. And I wish you a Merry Christmas and a Happy New Year.
That's awesome. You want to get people out of your house?
Yeah.
You put this bad boy on?
7:30.
You'll be in bed by 10:30.
At 7:30 p.m. this comes on.
They're just like redoing the end of Christmas story.
Okay.
Right at the end of Christmas story, they go to the restaurant.
At the Chinese restaurant, they serve the duck. Yeah.
Yeah, you're right. So this is William Hung, who found fame after he choked on American Idol.
He was so bad, we loved him.
Yeah.
Exactly. 10 unnecessary Christmas albums. We made it to number 4.
Number 4.
I wish you would roll a new blunt. I wish you would roll a new blunt.
All right.
I wish you would roll a new blunt and pass me the beer.
I'm not saying I don't like this. I'm saying it was unnecessary.
Okay.
This is Afro Man.
Yeah,
and,
you don't say.
It's a Colt 45 Christmas.
Is that what it's called?
Yeah.
That's awesome.
You know, Colt 45 is for holidays. Last time I had one was a wedding.
That's a holiday.
Special event.
A wedding?
I brought some.
Oh.
Oh,
Jesus.
Man.
You brought Colt 45 to a wedding.
I did.
I like your style, bro.
I was staying across the hall, and I saw six or other. I said, you know what? I'm going to get some Colt 45.
I don't know if I'd be offended if you showed up at my wedding with a six-pack of Colt 45.
These are 10 nobody unnecessary was. Christmas albums on Sin Spin.
Number three.
It's shut your mouth.
Donald Duck?
No, these are the guys from Duck Dynasty. It's called Duck the Halls.
Oh,
Duck
God.
The Halls. Right?
Oh,
how
God.
Much can we milk out of this? You got it. Christmas it. Music.
We move Duck on quickly.
Number two.
Sleigh bells ring. Are you listening in the lane?
Do you have to sing like you're drunk if you sing Christmas?
Well, he might be drunk.
Scott Weiland.
This is Scott Weiland.
I take it back.
Yeah. This was tough when it came out. It really was.
I remember it came out. And it's like, dear
it's
God.
Tough from someone who really liked Scott Weiland's music over the years.
This was
when,
a cry
when
for
this
help.
Came out with the video when he was doing the Bing Crosby thing. It was tough.
Mm-hmm.
It was tough.
10 unnecessary Christmas albums on Sin Spin. We made it. The number one.
Unnecessary. There is no reason Bob Dylan should have ever done Christmas song.
This is Bob Dylan?
That's Bob Dylan.
You don't feel like Christmas cheer when you see Bob Dylan? Yeah.
He didn't need to do it. You don't need to do it, Bob Dylan. You're Bob Dylan. You're
thank
Bob
you, Ryan
Dylan.
Castle. We appreciate it. There you go on Sit and Spin. You are listening to the Men's Room Radio Network.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
This is the Men's Room with Miles and Thrill.
In 5 minutes, we will drink a toast with a shot of the day. But first, time for the word. And as they say, there are bizarre slang words and phrases from each and every state in the United States of America. I'll give you a few of these words. You guess if you can figure out what the word means.
All right.
Okay. Let's start with our friends at 98 Rock in Sacramento, California. The word is SIG alerts. The word
I'm out of
is
smokes.
SIG alert.
No, I've seen this before. I know what a SIG alert is.
SIG alert.
It's something to do with weather or something.
SIG alert is actually something the California Highway Patrol puts out when there are lane closures, other traffic-related delays. If there is an amber alert or whatever, the big signs, it's a SIG alert out there to let you know that something's going on.
See how to sparked up a cigarette.
Okay.
And SIG don't alert. Bring avocados from Oregon in here.
Mm-hmm. If we go to our friends at Rock 105, Chattanooga's Rock Station in Tennessee, the term is meet and three. What is meet and three? Meet and three.
M-E-E-T or M-E-A-T?
I want
to
meet three.
Oh, you want meat and three sides.
That's exactly right. Your choice of meat selection and your choice of three-side dishes, the Southern dining concept originated in Nashville, and it remains a staple in Tennessee. Okay, the term comes from our friends at 96.5 WCMF in Rochester. It's called schwitzing. Schwitzing.
Sweating?
Obviously a Yiddish word. Sweating profusely. That's it.
Schwitzing.
So if you're schwitzing, you're sweating profusely. That's
really?
Exactly.
Thanks,
right.
Robin.
Absolutely.
I had a totally different image.
I think Ted will be able to get this one. I'm not sure. We go to Missouri for our friends at Big Dog 97.9 in Joplin. The term is T-Ravs. What are T-Ravs? And why are they so delicious?
T-Ravs.
Toasted ravioli.
Toasted ravioli. Fried, covered in crunchy Parmesan, served with tomato sauce. It's become so popular in St. Louis that it's a point of pride for many Missourians. All right, the term comes from Florida. Our friends at 1210 The Man in Miami. It is Bobo. What is Bobo?
Bobo. Can
Bobo.
You use it in a sentence?
Florida's Bobo.
Hot. Crazy.
Crazy.
Oh, it's bonkers, like Bobo the Clown.
Mean, bad, crazy, or weird. It's a loan word from the Spanish word Bobo, meaning silly or foolish. It's Cuban in origin, or some people say it could be Korean for Pabo, which means idiot.
It all works.
The term from Kansas and our friends at 98.9 The Rock in Kansas City, Rock Hawk, Jayhawk.
Oh, I mean, that's what Kansas fans say all the time.
They do. They say Rock Chalk.
Oh, no, they say Rock Chalk Jayhawk.
Right. It's a chant that's commonly performed at the University of Kansas Jayhawks games. However, if you're passing someone on the street, It's very common to say rock chalk, and they say back,
Jayhawk.
Jayhawk, it's now a common greeting.
See, I was in Kansas City last year for the Ravens game. Someone probably said it, and I probably thought you were having a stroke.
We'll go to Mississippi, and our friends at 97.9 CPR rocking in Biloxi. The term is nabs. I need some nabs, man.
Nabs. Snacks.
I need some nabs. Yeah, it's a snack. A specific snack. Honest to God, some places they're called nips and not nabs.
Like cheese nips?
That's exactly right. But these are peanut butter crackers that come in those tiny packages of six. Nabs in Mississippi are peanut butter on saltines, whether they be orange or plain.
Okay, I dig it.
That's your nab right there. Okay, the term from Arkansas and our friends at 98.3 The Keg in Fayetteville, the Arkansas toothpick. What is the Arkansas toothpick?
Straw.
Not a straw. Arkansas toothpick is a thick, single-edged hunting dagger, also referred to as Bowie knife.
Okay.
Oh. All right. It comes from the area down there in Arkansas blood. It's a pride of Arkansas. Got its name from the Bowie knives used from, I guess, a person of a fiery climate, so to speak.
A fiery climate.
And one more from our friends at 92.3 KGO in Portland. The term is spindy. Spindy is Oregon's
big thing. It's
expensive?
That's exactly what means. It means it's a high price thing. All right, there you go on the word. Woman, have we made it to drinking time?
Somebody out there deserves to be recognized. And the men's room knows just who it is. So to you, we say, bottoms up, sailor. You're the toast of our shot of the day.
Drink time it is, and as usual, we head to the drink desk and Stephen Thrill Hill to find out who we're toasting.
Yes, indeed. And today, we toast Australia's Driver and Vehicle Licensing Agency, or the DVLA. Like every vehicle licensing agency on Earth, they have to make decisions about which vanity plates are suitable for cars. And as you'd expect, they ban any plates that they deem threatening, discriminatory, or sexual. For example, earlier this year, they've rejected the plates, and this is a small offering of the things they've rejected. Poo, that was one. Booger, but they spelled it out, I want to say, with the number 6 instead of the letter G. And orgasms, which took me a minute to figure out the way that they had it put up there. But look, these people that are on it, they're like, we're not stupid. We know what you mean. Well, a man attempting to rent a van, he refused to accept it from the rental place because he felt that the license plate was too vulgar. They rolled it out. He's like, I'm not driving this, man. So the rental place, they contacted the DVLA about it. But it turns out the DVLA, they found nothing wrong with the license plate reading BJ69, and off he went in his van. That's all it says.
It wasn't a vanity plate either.
No, this is
they just put that out as a regular plate.
The rental, but because of their restrictions, he's like, I'm not driving this. I don't want people to think I'm that guy.
Right.
So they think,
right.
And now he's that guy. So we pour this booze and we drink this booze because we think it's yummy.
Yummy!
So over the tongue and down the throat to party in our tummies. Down the hola, bitch hola.
Let's get a contestant online for profile. This will take caller 9 now at 844-999-HOLA.
Hola! The shenanigans continue on the Men's Room Radio Network.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.